Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. A few days back, we featured a guest presenter at Farm Bureau's legislative preview program provided for the state's commodity groups. State Representative Rick Rand was among those presenters, here talking about House Bill 11, the legislation designating 50% of tobacco settlement funds be utilized to restructure agriculture to offset the downturn in tobacco income.
I'm a big supporter of House Bill 611 and all it's been able to do, and I feel confident now we're safe there. But nevertheless, you know, we have to be ever vigilant because those dollars have paid great dividends for agriculture in Kentucky, I think, for large and small farmers. And so I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure that those ag dollars still flow to agriculture interest in this state. And I believe we'll be successful.
Rand represents Trimble, Henry, and Carroll counties and part of Oldham. And he says he can see a difference because of ag development investment.
Oh, I can think of just in my district alone, Smithberry Winery in Newcastle started with an investment of ag dollars. Every cattle farm in my district virtually has had some sort of input from ag development dollars through the county councils. And, you know, it's just changed the face of agriculture in my district. We've gone probably from a predominantly tobacco area to a predominantly beef cattle operations there, and very successful ones. And you can mark those successes all around the state.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Several speakers at Farm Bureau's recent legislative preview mentioned the latest census patterns and the fact that for the first time, we've gone from being a rural state to a higher percentage urban. Somewhat related, water rights issues came up, and Representative Rand spoke to recent ag development grants aimed at water monitoring and setting water quality baselines.
And I applaud Roger Thomas and the Ag Development Board for being forward thinking about that. I think when you think about Kentucky with our rivers and lakes, you think we won't have a water problem. But that, you know, we don't know, what the future will bring us with any sort of weather changes or the growth we're experiencing here, the metropolitan and growth we're experiencing, the need for water there can take it away from agriculture. So I'm in favor of us being progressive and being forward thinking and taking a look and make sure we have a good plan of how we deal with our water situation, in particular how it concerns agriculture.
A look at some of the ag issues ahead. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.